Hey homies, this is Flavor the Podcast by Jessica. I guess I would just kind of like to start off by introducing myself and tell you what this podcast is even going to be about. My name's Jessica LaRosa. I'm originally from Anchorage, Alaska, but I moved to Wisconsin about 9 years ago. Actually, I moved here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. I flew here and I'm a type 1 diabetic, so being in the airport on the 10-year anniversary of 9/11 with an entire suitcase full of needles and insulin was, to say the least, the worst day of my life. But I'm sure we'll get more into that at some point in this podcast. Most of my life is stories like that, so I feel like I have this world view that I would love to share with everybody and make them a part of. When I moved to Wisconsin, I basically started waitressing, doing college thing. I made a lot of friends here, basically built my life. About 3 years ago, I moved from Stevens Point, Wisconsin to Janesville, Wisconsin, and I waitressed here for a while, made some really great friends, and I currently live with my aunt and uncle and my cousins. I'm sure you'll get to meet them on the podcast at some point. They're definitely my godsend. They picked me up from somewhere I wouldn't even know. Slowly after that, I started working for Perfect Fit Dental Studio here in Janesville. If you need a crown or abutment or anything along those lines, you should definitely get a hold of us because we would love to hear from you. My job's pretty interesting. I make models and design teeth for a living. And it's something I really love and enjoy. And there's dogs in the office, which is also something that's very important to me because let me tell you, when I see a dog, it's like the best day of my life. The idea for the podcast basically is going to be I'm going to have friends, family, strangers, people I meet who have really interesting ideas and concepts and things about the world and basically just anything they want to talk to me about. Us people in the United States and in the world, we love to hear about, you know, famous people and what they do with their lives. And I've just decided I'm sick of that. I'm sick of hearing about famous people who I'm never going to meet. I'm never going to have an understanding. I'm never going to spend the money or have the money like they have. But I do know people in my life and people who have great stories that I feel like people should hear, and they have great concepts, and they have these wonderful stories and opinions and ideas that they want to share. And I know from future experience and my beliefs that I have things I want to share with the world. And I want you to be aware that when you start to listen to this podcast, I am very opinionated. I'm very blunt, and I might say things people don't like. I might say things people love. If that's the case, I'd love to hear from you. I want to hear views from everybody. I want to hear everyone's opinion because it's not just me who has an opinion. It's everyone. And I think that everyone deserves to be heard. They deserve to have a voice. They deserve to be asked questions, and they deserve to tell their stories because that's what makes them them. The reason I kind of decided to start this podcast was when I moved into my family's house. They've constantly been asking me to write a book and tell my stories because I, as a 27-year-old, believe me, I experienced a lot of crazy things. I worked a lot of crazy jobs in my teens and early 20s. I'm a college dropout. I experienced type 1 diabetes because that's my entire life and it has been for my whole life. I grew up with an alcoholic mother who taught me so many lessons, and I was raised by my father, and so I consider myself to be more of a tomboy, but I like that about myself. You know, I'm one of those people that I'm a procrastinator, and I'm in no way, shape, or form gonna get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do my hair and my makeup when I can sleep till 15 minutes before I have to be to work and throw on some yoga pants. But I think that kind of is what makes me me, and I think that's what's gonna make this podcast so great, is I want to hear others and I want to give my opinion on what they think, but I also want them to give me their opinion back. And I want to learn about other people's lives, not just my own, because I know that everybody lives differently. And I know there are strong views about things that are going on in the world and our president and healthcare system and immigration and Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. I want to hear every person's story because I believe everybody has something to say. I believe now that more than ever, we should be supporting each other. We shouldn't be supporting big pharma or big corporations or people who don't know how it feels to live the life of somebody like us. And so I hope what you all get from this is that I'm not perfect. I'm not gonna be perfect. I do have my faults. I am crazy. And some of my ideas are gonna be very out there. And for my young listeners and for my family, I apologize ahead of time. I'm gonna cuss. I do it. That's my life. Sorry. So when I drop that F-bomb, don't use it against me because I can't help it. Sometimes I just get super worked up. You're definitely going to hear me a lot louder than I am right now. I'm one of those people that's very opinionated and I like to talk loud. I like to be the center of attention. But that definitely makes me who I am and that's what makes my story. So I guess today my first story that I'm going to tell you is going to be about just my life in general and some of the little crazy things I've gone through in the last couple of years. So growing up in Anchorage, Alaska was pretty amazing. Actually, it's beautiful there. I highly suggest if you've never been there, you should go. The views are incredible. I miss those mountains every single day of my life. But it just wasn't for me. It wasn't the place I was supposed to be in. It wasn't the place that Jessica LaRosa was meant to live forever. So when I left there, I came up to Stevens Point, Wisconsin for college, and I met some of the greatest people that are in my life. My college girlfriends, Beth, Kelsey, Brittany, Kirsten, I love you guys so much. I hope you're all listening. I hope to interview you all someday. I hope you guys get to tell some of the crazy stories we did in college because believe me, people deserve to hear that. It's so funny because I say all their names and then little stories from each of them pop up into my head individually. And it's like, I can't wait to interview them. I can't wait till you guys get to hear their stories along with my stories with them. Once I kind of decided that college wasn't for me, it sucked. It took me down kind of a dark path. I really learned what anxiety and depression is to people. And I used to be really ashamed. I used to feel like it was this forbidden thing we shouldn't talk about. And, you know, people wouldn't understand the feelings I have. But now I live this completely different life where I feel like the people in your life should know you experience those things. And they should be able to be there for you and to help you because, you know, your loved ones are who you have. And they're the people that are your support and they're your cheerleaders. So why wouldn't you want them to be there in your darkest moments? I'd love to give a shout out to Emily, a roommate I had in college. She made me realize that. She made me so mad because she came into my room one day in college and handed me pamphlets on, you know, suicide and depression. And she was genuinely worried. And it pissed me off at first because I didn't think there was anything to even be worrisome about. But you know what? She was 100% right. There was all the worry in the world, and I'm so grateful that she was the one who pulled me out of my dark hole and made me realize that I was better than that. And it took me a long time. It took me 3 years to get out of that dark, depressed, anxious hole. And now I feel like I'm incredibly happy, and I look forward to life, and I live for the moment, and I love to have stories now, and I love to hear other people's stories, but it wasn't that way for a very long time in my life. So when I'm interviewing other people or when I'm talking to other people, I want to know that part of your life too. I want to know the hardships because people have those and they shouldn't be embarrassed to say them out loud because that's life and that's what makes you who you are. And I believe that's something so incredible and something that we should all be striving to speak out and talk about, because those little hardships are going to be the thing that brings you to where you're meant to be in this world. I know a lot of where my depression stemmed from. I know a lot of where it hasn't yet. I am working it out in therapy, but hey, it's going well. I grew up, you know, with a hard life, but I'm learning from it. I, you know, used to be very anxious and hateful towards the way I grew up. But now as an adult, I've learned that those are the things that have made me the person I am and have made me strong and have made me understand addiction in ways that I don't think anybody who hasn't had an alcoholic parent would ever understand, or an alcoholic or a drug addict or any sort of addict in their life. I really feel like I have some sort of inner knowledge or things that I would love to talk about with somebody who has also experienced the same things, because that was a really hard thing. And I didn't even know it caused so much trauma until about 6 months ago, when I started finally talking about it and making it known that it was something I was supposed to talk about. I've also gone through a lot of breakups that weren't the greatest. I know that's what every 20-something year old says. Oh, but I did this, I did that. No. Let me tell you, when I say I went through some breakups, there were years of just sadness because I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with somebody, or, you know, they did or said something or made me feel like I wasn't the best. But you know what? Now I realize that I'm 27 and yes, I'm single, but I'll never give my heart to someone who doesn't deserve it now, because I've learned lessons from those things. And I don't regret any of my past relationships. I don't regret the stories I've gained. I don't regret the amazing moments and the horrible moments I had, because I learned from all of them. And when we get farther into the podcast and I start interviewing people and you start hearing some of these good and bad stories, I want you to know that these are things that were very personal at the time and very a part of me, and they've made me who I am. I was actually just joking with my aunt before I started doing this podcast tonight about how I hope Frito-Lay sponsors me someday, because I literally have a snack drawer in my bed and I eat chips in bed at 3 a.m. and I'm not ashamed of that, because I like chips and I don't think that should be a big deal. So I just really hope everybody out there who's in their 20-somethings or they're, you know, in high school or getting out of high school and they don't know what to do with their life, don't give up, because I'm telling you, it gets better and you find the things you love and the people you love and you find your tribe and you become who you're supposed to be. I mean, when I was in high school, I was going to be a music teacher. I was going to graduate college and I was going to teach kids. And I had this mindset that like, that was what I wanted to do. But granted, I wasn't a very good student in high school. I hated school. I hated being there. I hated feeling trapped. And then I got out of school and I just thought that was what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to go to college and you were supposed to follow the American dream. But guess what? That's not how it works for everybody. And I spent 6 years and $14,000 in student loans to learn that. And I feel like I have this knowledge now that I would love to pass on to somebody else, and I would love for them to know that they don't have to do what they're told they're supposed to do. They don't have to go to college and meet the love of their life and have a baby by 25. That's crazy. It's not realistic, and everybody lives their lives in different ways. And I'm not saying those who did that are wrong. That was their step in life, and that was where they were supposed to be. And I find that so incredible. I find, you know, all lives incredible. So like I said, I really can't wait to get out there and interview people of all walks of life, and for you to be able to hear their stories and for me to be able to hear their stories and to learn from them and feel joy with them or sadness with them, or hear their funny story from, you know, their freshman year of college, or hear their sad story from when they were 9, you know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that this is going to be something great. I really, really hope that all of you listening out there will really take meaning into all of this and respect it and honor it as much as I do, because this is going to be something that's so incredible. And I can't wait for it to finally take off and explode and be the thing I want it to be, because I know that I've got a voice and I know that I have opinions, but I know they're all going to be great, and I'm going to find people who I love and care about and share the same ideas as me. So I guess I should be basically get started with who I am. Like I said, I'm from Alaska, moved to Wisconsin, went to college, did all that. After college, I felt very lost. I didn't know what I was supposed to do with my life. I had just got out of a very long relationship and I was heartbroken, and I had dropped out of college, and I basically kind of thought everything was over. And my aunt and uncle, who were literally my godson, called me up one day and basically just said, "Hey, when we saw you last weekend, we saw you were a little rough. We want you to move to Janesville." And at first I was very hesitant. I told them I would just come for the weekdays and then I would leave on the weekends and go back up to Stevens Point and blah, blah, blah. But within a month of doing that, I realized that this is where I was supposed to be and this was my home, and they truly cared about me, and they took me off my dark path, and they brought me back to reality and basically made me feel like the incredible human being I know I am. So once all that started happening, I was waitressing at a restaurant for a while and made some very dear friends that I hope you get to meet on this podcast. But I just, it wasn't for me. So I moved on to making teeth, and I absolutely love my job. I wake up in the morning and I'm excited to go, and I want every human being out there to know that they should be doing that. I mean, if you're not waking up and loving every bit of your job, why are you doing that job? And I know I say that and you're like, it's all an excuse. Don't make excuses. Just find the place that you belong, because let me tell you, dealing with anxiety and depression and sadness and all that, finding a job I loved was a completely different environment and outcome for me. And it's made me realize that like anything is possible and I can do whatever I want. And since that, I've, you know, traveled to Italy by myself, and I've, you know, purchased a car, and I've just decided to start this podcast, and I've put myself out there to people I normally wouldn't have, and it's been incredible. So I really hope for people out there who, you know, are worried to start something or are afraid. Believe me, I'm afraid right now as I'm recording this, because I'm basically talking to myself in my room, to my, you know, my art on my walls and my desk, and it seems silly because nobody's here with me, and it seems very odd to just be talking to myself. But this is a good move for me, and I know it, because when I sent out a mass text today to all of the people that I love and care about, I had so many people come to me and say, this is a great idea. This is what I want to do. I want to do it. And I have a full calendar of interviews already. So I just want you all out there to know you shouldn't give up if this is something that, or if there is something that truly means a lot to you out there. Fight for it, because you deserve to fight for it. But once I started making teeth and doing all that, I started, you know, realizing I was in a crap ton of debt, which I hated, but it is what it is, you know, going to college and in our current climate of the world of how much student loan debt there is and all that good stuff. That I took Dave Ramsey's class. He's incredible. If you have not taken him or you don't know who he is, you should look him up, because if you're in debt, let me tell you, he is going to change your entire life, because he's changed my entire life. I started out at $42,000 in debt, and now I am just under $25,000. Thank you, Dave Ramsey. You're incredible. And he's taught me a lot about life and love and paying off debt and donating causes you love. And I think that's so great, because you'll soon learn about me. I love dogs. And when I say I love dogs, it's like a gross, I love dogs. I talk to them in that cute little baby voice when I see them and all that cute stuff, because they're so adorable and I can't help it. I have a dog at home. He's sweet. I'm sure he'll pop in here from time to time and will get to hear me talk in that little weird baby voice, because I got to pet his cute face. I am a huge supporter of the Humane Society. I love to donate to them any chance I get. Everyone out there, adopt, don't shop, and totally donate, because it's incredible. I am a type 1 diabetic. That'll be another big thing that I talk about in this podcast because it has been my life, my whole life. I have had diabetes since I was 4 years old. And as I've mentioned before, I'm 27. So it's been a long couple years, but I've learned so much. I used to be a diabetic who was, dependent on needles, and I switched from needles to an insulin pump, and it changed my life. And, I got to experience all these little things that most people don't at, diabetes camp, and, incredible doctors and people out there who have this voice and who want to stick up for people like me, who don't have a lot of money and insurance is expensive and all that kind of stuff. So I give a little shout out my friend Victoria. She went to diabetes camp with me. She's incredible. I'm going to interview her. She's also a diabetic, so pretty sure that little podcast will probably be a lot about that part of my life. I also have a good friend, David, who will be on the show at some point, talking about how he's going to med school and he's going to school to be an OBGYN, and he'll be able to talk to us about that kind of stuff and what, influenced him to do that and all the great things in this world that he's been doing. I'm also going to be interviewing friends from high school, friends from now, friends from college, any possible person I can get my hands on, actually. So if you feel the need to send me an email, you should send it to flavorbyjessica@outlook.com, all lowercase. I would love to hear your questions. I would love to hear your concerns. I would love to hear your name. I would love to hear your story. So if you want to be on the show, or you want to just throw in an email and ask me a question or tell me something crazy that happened in your life, I would love to hear it. I want everybody to know that this is going to be just a jump for you and a jump for me, because I just decided to do this tonight randomly, so this is all new to me, and I hope that my voice doesn't sound too horrible tonight. I know it's a little raspy. I had a Halloween party last weekend that I went to, so I was yelling a lot, and I lost my voice a little bit, so hopefully it won't sound so raspy next time you hear from me, but I really look forward to the world this is going to bring for me and for everybody else. And I really look forward to be able to tell you my crazy stories and all the funny things that have happened to me. So I guess before we go, I'll just start with one little story, kind of give you my humor, let you know of all the weird kind of crazy things I've been through. So one of my closest friends, Courtney, she will actually be our next guest. She's going to be my first guest ever. She's the one who got me the job at Perfect Fit. It's actually kind of crazy because the night that I got the job, I was still working as a waitress and I had a really rough night there. I actually called my dad from the bathroom bawling because I was so upset that I wanted to just quit right then and there, and I needed him to talk me out of it because I knew I needed the money and I knew I was in debt and I was, going through anxiety and depression and all these crazy things. And I knew losing my job would not be a good thing. So I called my dad because he's my backbone and he's the human I call for all things. And I asked him to just tell me, buck up, get back out there, wait on him, go home. But I was still so sad at the end of the night. Like, I left my job that night and I sat in my car in the parking lot and just cried. And I had promised some girls from work that I was going to meet them out for a drink. And I had called them and they were like, no. I was like, no, I'm not coming. Like, I can't do it. I had a bad night. And they begged me. They were like, please come out. You know, just one. I'll buy you one. Blah, 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 whatever. So I ended up going out and met up with my friend Erin. Shout out, Erin. Hey. And she was good friends with Courtney, who I will be interviewing next week. And Courtney and me just hit it off right away. She's super cool, super funny. She lives in California. She's got a great job there. But she used to live in Wisconsin and her parents own Perfect Fit Dental Studio here in Janesville. And she literally offered me a job drunk at a bar. And that's where my life began. And I feel like I owe her so much. But as I was talking to her tonight, I just wanted you to have a little backstory of how I know her. She told me that she was so incredibly excited that I was starting a podcast because she loved my poop in the bathtub story. So I feel like that's what I'm going to start out with, poop stories. So I used to work at a hotel in Stevens Point. I worked third shift. And this guy came in one night. And let me tell you, first off, he was trashed. So he was already a little crabby. And he came up to the front desk and he was like, "Hey, I ordered a double room. It should be under this name, blah, 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 blah." Well, I type all his information in and he had put the wrong information in on the online booking site. So it didn't book him a double room. It just booked him a king size room. So we didn't have a double room. And he was not happy, which I really don't understand because he didn't even needed the double room. It was just him. But for some odd reason, he wanted two rooms. So I had to let him down. I gave him the discount. I did everything I possibly could to make this guest happy. And he left. He made a few like false calls to the front desk and he kind of harassed me all night, which wasn't anything new to me working third shift at a hotel. So I was used to it. But the next morning I was just very relieved to be able to leave by 7 o'clock in the morning and packed up all my stuff, went home and, you know, went to sleep because I worked third shift and I was exhausted. And my phone started going off constantly around 11 o'clock noon. And I was like, what the heck? You know, I'm sleeping, like, bitch, quit calling. So finally I answered because I was sick of the phone calls. And my boss was just livid. She was like screaming at me on the phone. And I was like, what is happening? Like, why are you so upset right now? And basically what happened was she said, "Well, I just want to let you know that somebody shit in a bathtub and they left a note next to it that said, this is for Jessica at the front desk." And let me tell you, she was so upset, but I could not stop laughing. Are you kidding me? A grown ass man shit in a bathtub and left a note for me. Are you kidding me? I was a 20-something young woman working a front desk alone, and this grown man shit in a tub. So I hope to God that that grown man is out there and he's listening to me and he hears the story and he knows that I got the message. I got your shit, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. So my boss was very upset and I was laughing. So she was, of course, more upset because I was laughing. So I asked her, I'm like, "Well, are you asking me to come clean up the shit or were you just calling to yell? Because I'm letting you know right now, you do not pay me enough to clean up shit." And she hung up on me. But just so you know, I did not get fired and I was really great at that job. I loved it. I was there for a really long time. I have a lot of great stories from there that are way farther than shit in the tub, but that's Courtney's favorite story. And when she brought it up to me today, I knew I had to, let the world know about the man who shit in the tub, because that's just the beginning of my work stories in my 20s and my college days. And I have a lot more where that comes from. So I want everybody out there who's in their 20s and in college and going through all these same little crazy things to know, like, I'd love to hear your stories and I'd love to hear funny things that happen to you. And then last but not least, my big question is going to be, every person I'm going to ask, this is going to sound a little crazy because I love true crime. I love hearing about, you know, solved cases and survivor stories and people who fought off these awful human beings. It's just so intriguing to me to understand the mindset of a serial killer. But I've always had this funny question that I bring up when I'm at parties, and it's, what's your serial killer trait? And normally I get really odd looks when I ask that question, but it's a really great icebreaker and you learn a lot of crazy things about people. And so as weird and as crazy as that sounds, it's going to be probably my, you know, number one question I ask to everybody. It's going to be slipped in there somehow and we're going to hear a lot of weird things, but it's going to be so great. And for all of you out there who are still listening after I said that and you're curious what mine is, my serial killer trait is, I love to rub my feet on the carpet to itch them. No shame. It feels good. And you know what? I'm just going to do what I like. So sucks to suck. There's also been some other really weird ones I've heard from friends. Like this one girl I know, she likes to buy plants so she can scrape the skin off the stem with her fingernails. I know of somebody who likes to draw teeth of her friends. I know somebody who literally likes to get on YouTube and watch people die. So that's sick. but you just hear some really crazy things and some really funny things and really interesting things, and you learn a lot about people from that question, even though it's kind of a crazy one. So I just want to throw it out there and make it known that that was going to be talked about. I'm also going to ask questions about people's mental health and their jobs and their lives and their loves and their friends and the things that they most are passionate about and their political views and their views on healthcare and all the things in life that people want to talk about, but they don't feel like they can. And I want them to finally have a voice, and I want people to know people, and I want them to love them just as much as they love Beyonce or they love Rihanna or, you know, Def Leppard or John Travolta or whoever out there that you love. I want you to love your next door neighbor and the person that, you know, you grew up with or that your mom is, and you don't even know it because you don't ask her questions like that, or your sister or your brother, just people. And I really look forward to everybody out there getting to know me and know my life and know my friends and my family and strangers and people I meet and people I want to interview. And I hope that you also learn that you can go out and you can meet people and you can ask them these questions. And, you know, life isn't all about social media and not getting yourself out there, because once I gave up social media and I decided to just start talking to people, I realized everyone has a story and I would love for everybody to feel heard. So that being said, thank you so much for listening for the last 30 minutes. I know there's a lot of rambling. I know it's a little different. I'm sure I'll do a lot of editing here because I feel like I sound stupid, but hey, what if? This is it. This is the first episode. So thank you so much. Again, if you want to send me any questions, comments, anything that's like important to you, silly stories, you could tell me about your icebreaker questions or questions that you want to hear about from people that you don't know, or if anything, send me anything. You could literally send me just funny pictures if you feel like it, or cute dogs. I prefer cute dogs. Again, the email for that is flavorbyjessica@outlook.com, all lowercase. I really look forward to hearing from you, and I hope that you listen next week. Thank you.